I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, March 14th. Well, you may be hearing some strange sounds coming from some parks in Quincy as the city tries a new way to keep geese away. The Department of Natural Resources says the city will be deploying devices that mimic the sound of a goose in distress as a way to keep geese away from areas that are used by the public. Commissioner of Natural Resources Dave Murphy says the devices emit the sound every 10 minutes and have worked as a deterrent in other parts of the country. Murphy says the goose population has exploded in the past decade, creating quite a mess in parks and fields. He wants to deploy the devices before the start of the spring high school and youth sports season. The devices will be used primarily at the park locations where geese frequent the most, and may be moved around based on the need. In the past, the city has hired dogs and used safe chemicals to try and deter geese from public places. City of Quincy forming a new committee to educate the public about invasive plant species. The Department of Natural Resources is searching for volunteers to serve on the committee to participate in a public education campaign and help oversee some projects on public property to remove and control invasive species. Commissioner of Natural Resources Dave Murphy says the new committee will participate in this year's Cleaner, Greener Quincy cleanup in May to target particular parks and open spaces. The city's environmental scientist and urban forester will oversee the new committee that will identify invasive species that include poison ivy, bittersweet, knotweed, and Norway maples. Oh, an adventurous 4-year-old Quincy girl is safe after climbing to the top of a 10-foot bush in her yard yesterday because she said she wanted to get closer to the sun. The girl's mother called for help at about 12:30 yesterday afternoon when the child was unable to get down from the bush on Belmont Street up on Wollaston Hill. Quincy firefighters from the Wollaston station were able to quickly get the child down safely. Quincy police officer Cameron Smith, being a former music teacher, sang a few songs with the girl and gave her some junior officer badge stickers. Plymouth police officers successfully defused a potentially dangerous situation yesterday when a woman with a knife allegedly began charging at them. Happened just after 11 a.m. A 911 caller reportedly hung up on a dispatcher. Short time later, another call came in from the same West Plymouth residence where a female caller stated that there was a woman in her yard with a knife trying to kill her. The caller then hung up. Officer Michael Curley arrived and found a woman holding a knife in the driveway. After trying to speak with her, she allegedly walked towards him with the knife extended, asking Officer Curley to shoot her. The officer asked if she was the 911 caller and confirmed she was. Authorities say it would later be determined the woman described herself to dispatchers as a dangerous killer with a knife. Curley returned to his cruiser and backed out of the driveway away from the woman. The street had heavy traffic. Officers say it was a safety hazard because they feared that she'd walk out into traffic. Officer Torrance then arrived with a clinician in his cruiser. Authorities say his arrival stopped the woman's advance, and after talking with her, saying in part he was there to help, the woman continued yelling at the officer to shoot her. It was at that point she became more combative and kept charging. The officers deployed a taser to subdue the woman. The knife fell out of her hand. She was taken into custody, transported to the hospital for a mandatory mental health evaluation. It's unclear if she'll face any criminal charges. A Plymouth man is facing charges accused of breaking into a Duxbury General store on Monday morning. According to police, 57-year-old Michael Turner will be charged with breaking and entering in the nighttime, malicious destruction, and other charges. The alleged burglary occurred at Bennett's store on Tremont Street in Duxbury. Within 48 hours, police were able to identify Turner as a suspect. He'll be arraigned at a later date. A state police trooper involved in the investigation into the Karen Reed case is now under investigation himself. State police confirming yesterday Michael Proctor is the subject of an internal investigation. He was one of the investigators in the case against Reed, who's charged with second-degree murder and the Canton death of her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe, in 2022. The State Police Association of Massachusetts declined to comment on the investigation into Proctor. Prosecutors allege Reed hit O'Keefe with her SUV and then left him to die. Reed's defense attorneys have long claimed she's being framed in a wide-ranging cover-up. The defense team has accused Proctor of having long-standing relationships with witnesses in the case. The defense referred to text messages between Proctor and a family member about having a relative of one of the witnesses in the case babysit for his toddler. He also cited another text sent from Proctor's sister to Proctor, where his sister referenced a member of that same family. Reed's attorney also said Proctor used a Canton police officer who is related to a key witness to help coordinate with witnesses. Reed's trial is set to begin April 16th. The start was delayed on February 26th after federal investigators released thousands of pages of new evidence. Congress yesterday passing a bill that would ban TikTok if the China-based company doesn't sell. The bill passed overwhelmingly in the House, but Massachusetts representatives sat divided on the controversial measure. Congressman Jake Auchincloss of Newton, along with Representative Seth Moulton of Salem, were both co-sponsors of the bill, which says TikTok's owner ByteDance is a foreign adversary-controlled application. Congressman Bill Keating, Stephen Lynch, and Lori Trahan all joined Auchincloss and Moulton as yes votes. The bill passed with an overwhelming 352 votes. Supporters of the bill say the app is a national security threat, while others called the bill rushed. Congresswoman Catherine Clark, Ayanna Pressley, Jim McGovern, and Richard Neal all voted against the bill. They were among 65 representatives who voted no. Pressley said in a statement that legislators should pass more oversight measures for social media and technology companies, but called the bill rushed. McGovern echoed her sentiments. Next, the bill will head to the Senate. If it's passed there, President Biden said he would sign it into law. Check of business news this morning, and stocks are mixed. The Dow was up 37 points. The NASDAQ dropped 87. The S&P fell 9. Asian stocks are also mixed. The dollar's up, the euro's down. Oil at $79 a barrel. In sports, the Celtics will host the Suns tonight at 7:30. The Bruins are in Montreal at 7. The National Weather Service forecast. Sunny today and a high of 61 degrees. Tonight, cloudy, low 34. Rain tomorrow at a high 47. Saturday, partly cloudy, high 55. And more showers Sunday, high 54. Out on the water, waves about a foot. East wind at 5 knots. High tide, 3:28 p.m. Sunrise, 6:56. Set at 6:49. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, March 14th.